There are some would-be medical missionaries who don't go because they have student debt. And then some of them plan to go ahead, work off that debt, and then go later on as missionaries. But sometimes that just doesn't work out. Meanwhile, there's a ministry to help solve that issue. It's called MedSend, and we're going to learn about it today on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Rick Allen, who's the president and CEO of MedSend. Their website, by the way, is medsend.org. Rick Allen, good to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. Look forward to sharing all about MedSend and being a blessing to your listeners.
Okay, so tell us about the missions, especially medical missions and student debt.
Yes. In about the mid-1980s, there was a recognition that several mission hospitals and clinics around the world were in danger of closing because a new generation of healthcare providers was not coming to replace those that were, let's say, of the World War II generation. They were looking to go home, and there was no one coming to replace them. So a study was made at the Billy Graham Center on Wheaton College, and what was uncovered was that it was educational debt, specifically medical education for physicians at the time. And individuals were thinking that they would felt called to missions, but that they would take 10 years or so and pay it off. Of course, life happens, and you know, you get the practice and you get the family and all the other responsibilities, and they weren't going. They were hunkering down here in the U.S., and it was the debt that was really the core issue.
You know, that makes sense, though, that they wouldn't go after 10 years, because now here they've built up this practice, they've got all these different clients, and, you know, everything's going great. Now all of a sudden they're supposed to uproot and, you know, change all that, go on, serve the Lord in the foreign fields for 5, 10, 15 years or whatever, and then come back and then try to restart everything. I could see how that would be a difficult thing to do. So where does MedSend, what is MedSend, and how does that fit into this issue?
Yes, well, initially, the Christian Medical and Dental Association are the ones that commissioned the study, and in 1992, the president of CMDA actually went to their board and asked if he could start an organization that would help address the issue, that is, this issue of educational debt related to healthcare training. And MedSend initially was a ministry of the Christian Medical and Dental Association. And then about 5 years later, it was spun off as an independent ministry, initially Project MedSend. But after 25 years, we decided that we could drop the project, that it was a real ministry now, not just a project. And we changed the name to MedSend. Since that time, we have freed up over 650 healthcare professionals, and I use that term specifically because we've now included nurses and physician assistants. It's a fairly broad definition of healthcare professionals to include nutritionists, physical therapists, and other mental health experts. Right now we are supporting about 200 individuals on every continent in the world, and they are providing a wide range of service.
Well, that's great. Who has needs in Antarctica? okay. You mentioned the Christian Medical and Dental Association. We have interviewed a few times on this radio program Dr. David Stevens, who's the president now. Is that the same man that had that vision 20 years ago or whatever?
No, it was actually his predecessor.
Oh, okay.
It was Dr. David Tapazian. So it was kind of the joint founders of MedSend were Dr. Dan Fountain, who was a missionary surgeon, and Dr. David Tapazian, who was a myofascial surgeon, and the two of them really got together and formed MedSend.
Okay, so explain how this works. Let's say you have a young man or young woman, they've gone through medical school, they've got a lot of debts, and by the way, there are different degrees of debt. I mean, somebody might have a lot of student debt, but that actually might reflect some wasteful spending on their part. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how do you deal with that? Explain the process.
Well, I'll back up just a step before that. I like to say that MedSend is wholesale and not retail. And what I mean by that is to get access to a MedSend grant, you actually go through a mission sending organization. So the front line before you get to MedSend is a mission organization who screens for appropriate fit, for calling, for, you know, the depth of your faith. Are you prepared to be a missionary? And one of the things that they also look at is finances. So let's say you pass through that, then you apply to MedSend. And at MedSend, we have a very high approval rating, as you can imagine, in that most of the individuals that make it to us have already been screened pretty thoroughly.
Right.
So what we look at is two things primarily for the, you know, small percentage of people who don't make it through. One is, have you been willing to share your faith here in your own country, in your own context? And the second one really is what you're addressing, which is a financial stewardship. We don't have a dollar limit per se. We recognize that everyone's situation is different and unique. Some families can help out, others can't. Sometimes there's resources that even need to be borrowed for living expenses. Mm-hmm. So we really try to work with the individual to understand what their situation and circumstances were, and then make a determination, were they good stewards? Did they use that money appropriately? So that is a significant criteria. And if we have listeners who are in medical school or in their residency or even in college, I just want to encourage them to be good stewards with the money that they borrow, but to know that MedSend is there for them if they feel they're being called.
So it's one thing to, you know, borrow the money for a car that you need. I mean, there's a lot of places in society where it's just... it's critical to have a car on the one hand, and on the other hand, you don't need to have a BMW or a Mercedes-Benz or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
But what's like the highest range, you know, as far as how much debt people have had that are still able to go through the program of MedSend?
Yeah, so again, it varies all over the place, and I'm going to give you some averages, and then I'm going to give you some highs. So our average physician in a public school is coming to us with about $150,000 to $175,000 of educational debt.
Wow.
If it's a private school, it's around $225,000 to $250,000. A nurse generally is coming with $50,000 to $60,000 worth of debt. And then it varies beyond that. Dental school is somewhere in between, you know, but at least $100,000 would be the average. So then there are the extremes, and the extremes get up as high as $300,000 in today's environment. And if you were to come to us with that kind of debt load, we would really take a close look just to, you know, want to hear your story about why that was necessary.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so how does it actually work? What kind of commitment does a person make in which they can serve the Lord on the mission field and then you all somehow take care of their debt or part of their debt, or how does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. So what we do is we assume the debt. So backing up just a bit, we're really looking for individuals who are committed to longer-term service. So the minimum that we will consider is 2 years. But we're really looking for individuals who, even if they're going for 2 or 4 years, they're willing and are open to the Lord's leaning into their life to direct them to longer terms. So our commitment really is for long-term mission service. We are using healthcare for community transformation, and that takes time. to learn the people where you're serving. So that's the first step. And then the way that it works is we offer up to a 4-year grant at a time, and we will take your monthly payments and pay them as long as you stay out, or until you come home. If you come home and we haven't paid you off yet, we hand you your payment book back. We have paid off many individuals, pushing about 175 individuals we've relieved of their entire educational debt at this point. And as I said, we're paying on just about 200 folks right now. So what you do is you continue after 4 years, you renew. Our first dollar goes to renewals, to people who are out in the field already. So if nothing has changed, you could expect, as long as you stayed out there, that eventually we would pay your loans off.
Wow, cool. And I understand that some of these missionaries are able to get into areas where a normal missionary, a proclamation of the gospel type missionary, wouldn't be able to get into. But because it's medical, it's they're allowed.
Yes, this is a unique aspect and a growing aspect of healthcare missions. And so the UN says that we're about 7 million healthcare professionals short of their minimum standards. So what that does is it creates this incredible global opportunity for healthcare professionals to become missionaries to just about every part of the world. So even where other forms of Christian witness are not welcomed, a healthcare professional, frankly, acting as a tent maker, if you will, because they are professionals, even though they're missionaries, they are still welcome. So at this point, they're welcomed into every country in the world except one right now. It's a very unique opportunity. As the world becomes more difficult and dangerous, as well as closed to Christian witness, healthcare still is a leading edge in global missions today.
I take it that one is North Korea.
Yes, that's correct.
And I know that only because you told me earlier. Okay, so tell me this: are the doctors, the nurses, are they able to share Christ, or how does that work?
Yes, well, it just depends upon their setting. It's very I'll tell you what I see is three unique opportunities. I mean, it's broader than that, but in general, we see. So when you think about healthcare, you typically think about the relationship that you have with your own doctor. It's 1-to-1, many of the over 650 individuals that we've helped to send do that. They provide 1-to-1 healthcare. However, there are a good number that also get the opportunity to teach, and they replicate themselves. So they take the incredible training that they have received here in the States, and they bring it to their brothers and sisters throughout the world, replicating themselves. Now, this is really important and strategic right
okay.
now.
We have about a minute left. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So replicating themselves is very important. And finally, national transformation, which is working with ministers of health and really making an impact on a national scale. So there's lots of opportunities out there for someone who is considering a career in healthcare missions.
Wow. And plus, this is a great way to get experience, too, for the new doctor or nurse or whatever that hasn't started a practice. This is something that is a win-win-win, you know, by all means. Any last comment in 20 seconds about MedSend?
Well, just, you know, I want your listeners to know, if it's a son or daughter, if you're a healthcare professional or thinking about it, that we're here for you, that we are a vehicle to enable the calling that that the Holy Spirit may be putting on your heart even today.
MedSend.org for more information. Rick Allen has been our guest for this portion of Vocal Point. Thank you so much, Rick. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless your work. Okay, bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.